Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we're going to be featuring a very special edition, finalists from a percussion competition that was held recently. We're going to be featuring 12 of the finalists, as well as music from Margie Wagner, a fine vocalist out of the United States. We've got that and a surprise a little later on in the show during the second hour as well. So join me this afternoon as we feature 2 hours of great jazz here on In Transition. We're going to start off with a fine vocalist out of the States. Her name is Margie Wagner, and she has a CD out called You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. We're going to listen to a lovely rendition of Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's great composition, Skylark. Thank you.
music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, breezy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Oh, 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 skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Music from vocalist Margie Wagner and her version of Skylark. We're going to continue now with a very special event that takes place every year at Jazz's Magazine. It's called the Talent Search, and this past year they did a talent search for percussionists around the world, and they received entries from Australia and Germany, and it really demonstrated a Latin American influence. Players based in the U.S. drew inspiration from the music of Israel and Bulgaria. And the judges for this talent search included drummer Peter Erskine, percussionist Paulino da Costa, and vibraphonist Dave Samuels. They had quite a task at hand because they had to pare down all of the entries to just 12 tracks, and we're going to listen to those this afternoon on the show, starting off with a percussionist by the name of Alex Pertut from Chile. He's made his home Australia since 1972, and he's played with such artists as Olivia Newton-John, the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, and the Little River Band. He can be heard stateside on numerous film soundtracks, including the Paul Hogan movie Crocodile Dundee, Lightning Jack, and the Disney video release of Aladdin, The Return of Jafar. He's also an instructor at the Victorian College of the Arts. And apart from his musical abilities, he's also an author, having written a sight reading workbook aimed at both vocalists and instrumentalists. He's currently at work on a book about Latin percussion instruments. So we're going to listen to a composition of his entitled Salvador. And right after that, we're going to listen to another percussionist, Steve Grover. And we're going to listen to the fourth movement from his 12-part Blackbird Suite. This was a work that was inspired by the Wallace Stevens poem, 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird. Now, the composition, which won the 1994 Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz BMI Jazz Composers Competition, features Christina Correa on vocals, Chris Speed on tenor sax, and on clarinet, actually on piano, we've got Frank Carlberg, and Dave Clark is on bass. Selections from the piece were performed at Washington's D.C. Center for the Performing Arts in 1994 to critical acclaim, and Grover played his composition on a tour of Poland last fall. The Farmingdale, Maine native is an instructor at the University of Maine in Augusta, and he's played with, among others, Dizzy Gillespie and Buddy Tate. So let's get started with percussionist Alex Pertut, followed up with another great percussionist, Steve Grover. Thank you.
I know noble accents. And loose in skin rhythm. But I know too that the blackbird is involved in what I know. In what I know. I know noble accents and loose inescapable rhythms. But I know too that the blackbird is involved in what I know, in what I know. Thank you. make sense. And loose and inescapable rhythm. But I know too that the black foot is involved in what I know, in what I know. I know no black sense and loose and inescapable rhythm. But I know too that the black heart is involved in what I know, in what I know.
That was music from percussionist Steve Grover and a composition entitled Blackbird Suite. Actually, we heard part four of that suite, which is entitled A Man and a Woman Are One. And before that, music from percussionist Alex Pertut and a song entitled Salvador. In case you're just joining me this afternoon, we're featuring the music of some fine percussionists. The name of the CD is called Percussion on Fire. And right now we're going to listen to some music from Todd Eisler. And this next composition we're going to hear is a song that was written by guitarist Bruce Arnold. And it's called Hoboken. And it features Todd Eisler on a two-headed ceramic hand drum called a hajini. It's an instrument that's based on African and Indian drums. And Eisler's fascination with Indian music recently led him to serve a three-month apprenticeship in India. His appearance on this album marks his second appearance, and he's also played with his wife, Jenny Hill, on her song, Lost in Shallow Thought. But right now we're going to listen to a wonderful composition, again written by Bruce Arnold, Hoboken, by Todd Eisler. We're going to follow that up with a composition written by Mike Holliber entitled Big Sky and played for us by drummer Scott Latsky. Thank you.
THO Funding Drive 97, February 28th to March 16th. Call in and pledge during our 17-day on-air drive in support of THO programming. Our goal this year is $25,000, and you can help us achieve it. Help CHUO keep airing the quality programs that you've grown to love. CHUO Funding Drive 97, February 28th to March 16th. Support your local frequency.
We just heard music from percussionist Scott Latsky and a song entitled Big Sky, featuring a fine band which includes Scott Wendhold on trumpet, Tim Rice on baritone sax, Charlie Pillow on tenor sax, John Gordon on alto sax, and Doug Weiss on bass. And again, the name of the song was called Big Sky. Continue now with more music from this fine talent search. We've got the grand prize winner of this talent search, Mark Walker. And here he is featured with guitarist David Onderdonk on a wonderful composition entitled On Fire. Now, the title refers to a section toward the end of the tune inspired, according to Walker, by legendary bassist Jaco Pastorius. Jaco was a super collider in many ways, Walker says, though he notes ironically that there is no bass player on the track. Instead, we hear just Walker's drums and Onderdonk's eight-stringed axe. Actually, the name of the composition is called Super Collider. And also of note is that Mark Walker is currently a member of the Caribbean Jazz Project, which includes Paco de Rivera, Dave Samuels, and Andy Norell. He's also part of de Rivera's United Nation Orchestra, and Walker's other credits include albums with Lyle Mays, Fareed Hack, and Michael Manring. And after that, we're going to listen to a composition entitled Oak Bodies by percussionist Gilad Dobrecki. And after that, I'll be back with some more information regarding this talent search. That was some very fine percussion there from Gilad Dobrecki. The song was called Oak Bodies, and before that, music from Mark Walker, and a song dedicated to the late, great Jaco Pastorius, a beautiful composition called Super Collider. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa's Media Skywalk, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. We're going to continue now with percussionist Lee Venters, and a composition entitled Bahia, which was inspired by a jazz luminary. And this is what Lee Venters has to say. He says, I was studying the styles of Antonio Carlos Jobim and applying his theory to pre-existing modal harmony. Venters says of the tune, which he composed on guitar, for the recording, Venters concentrates on drumming and turns the guitar duties over to Bennett Bradiz. On the track, we've got Bill Cantos on keyboards, Steve Billman on bass, Dave Stambaugh on flute, and Lee Ann Harris is on percussion. Now, Lee Venters has played with the likes of Victor Bailey, Gerald Albright, and Kevin Eubanks, and he hails from Miami, Florida. He now makes his home in Atlanta, where he teaches drum performance at Georgia State University. Following him, we're going to listen to music from Bertram Lehman and his composition entitled Falling. And this refers to letting go, letting oneself fall freely into your own world of dreams. In the words of the Boston percussionist, the tune, originally conceived as a jazz ballad, has taken on a more of a bossa nova-type feel in the incarnation featured here. In addition to Lehman on drums, the tune features Carl Clements on soprano sax, Ben Cook on piano, Jim Whitney on acoustic bass, and Eric T. Johnson is on guitar. Now, Lehman began playing drums at the age of 11, and he was soon performing with local jazz groups and classical ensembles. He majored in jazz performance at the Berklee College of Music and became actively involved in the New England music scene. Lehman's credits include work with Danilo Perez, Claudio Roditi, and George Garzoni. He recently performs with his group Cross Current. So we'll start off with Lee Venters and a song entitled Bahia. And right after that, Bertram Lehman and his song entitled Falling. Thank you. That was music from percussionist Bertram Lehman and a song entitled Falling. And before that, music from percussionist Lee Venters and his song entitled Bahia. You're listening to some music this afternoon, some fine percussionists, and this is from a recent talent hunt put on by the good folks at Jazz Is magazine. They scoured the nation for some fine percussionists, and tapes were submitted and judged by fine percussionists Peter Erskine, Paulino Da Costa, and vibist Dave Samuels. And we're just surveying the 12 finalists from that that talent search, which was just released about a month ago. We're going to continue now with music from Rogério Jardim and his entry into the competition called Danca para a Lua, which, according to Rogério, came during a moment when he was contemplating a beautiful full moon late at night, and he was impressed by its power and beauty. He says he wanted to transform these qualities into music, and he came up with a strong ethnic rhythm supporting a simple vocal melody. The Brazilian-born Jardim first took up the drums at the age of 15, and he began playing professionally 2 years later. He's since performed with Brazilian heavyweights such as Tonino Horta and Nathan Marquez. In search of new inspiration and experiences, Jardim says he moved to Europe in 1991, eventually settling in his current home, which is Hamburg, Germany. We've got Jardim on drums and vocals, and the tune's arrangement was a collaborative effort with Roland Cabezes. After that, we're going to listen to some music from University of Miami professor Errol Rakopoff, who showcases his vibraphone and marimba talents on Pictures from a Train Window. Now, this classically trained musician who performs with the Miami Symphony Orchestra, in addition to his regular jazz gigs, Rakopoff received a bachelor's degree in jazz performance from Berkeley in 1993 and a master's from UM in 1996. He's performed as part of the ECM ensemble at last year's International Association of Jazz Educators Convention, and he also employs an interesting lineup which includes Diego Schissi on piano, Gottfried Stodger on soprano sax, Jason Carter on trumpet and flugelhorn, Bill Pace on bass, and Matt Henkel on drums. Now, this track was inspired by the folk music of his native Bulgaria and its odd meters. I think you'll enjoy this number. It's very different and very interesting and enveloping. So we'll start off with Rogério Jardim and his entry in the competition called Danca para a Lua, and finish off with Pictures from a Train Window by Errol Rakopoff. Thank you. What a lovely composition of Errol Rakopoff. A beautiful composition entitled Pictures from a Train Window. And before that, Danka para Lua, Lua by Rogério Jardim, as we feature the percussions on Fire, Talent Search. And we're going to conclude this afternoon with David King and Jeff Nearpass. David King, we're going to listen to a composition entitled Mobile Dawn, Mobile Dusk. And then we're going to conclude with Jeff Nearpass with a song entitled Bloomin' Cuban. And right after that, they're going to be playing some music inspired by Gordon Bennett and a tribute to Gordon Bennett, host of At the Jazz Band Ball. But before we get to that, here's David King with Mobile Dawn, Mobile Dusk.
see, and hear the world. As the Canadian Museum of Civilization presents its 1996-97 See and Hear the World concert series.
Legendary gospel performers, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, have brought audiences to their feet for over 40 years. Their sound has evolved and continues to challenge the traditional definition of gospel music. Spiritual and uplifting, the Mighty Clouds of Joy will move you with their energetic music and choreography Friday, February 21st, 8 p.m. at the Canadian Museum of Civilization. Tickets are $20 for adults and $16 for museum members, seniors, and kids under 17.
For more information, call 776-7000. See and hear the world at the Canadian Museum of Civilization.
Well, as promised earlier, I said that I was going to be playing a tribute to Gordon Bennett, and I hope you're listening, Gordon. I'm going to be featuring some music from a fine trumpeter out of Stockholm, Sweden. His name is Bent Pearson. Ben was born in 1947 in Karlskrona, and he grew up in Stockholm. He's one of Sweden's most internationally known jazz musicians. He was educated at Stockholm University's College of Music Education, and he played in several bands around the area, including Kustbandet, the Harlem Camels, and the Swedish Jazz Kings. He's regularly toured the U.S., the U.K., Australia, Japan, the Netherlands, and Germany. He's also a favorite Ireland as one of his favorite spots to play. He's made several recordings with the likes of Eva Taylor, Maxine Sullivan, Benny Carter, Dickie Wells, and Doc Cheatham. And what we're going to listen to is a recording. It's actually his first recording for the Sitel label, and it's a real killer. It features John Hogman on sax, Dickon Hendrius on trombone, Ulf Johansson on piano, Goran Lind on bass, and Ronnie Gardner is on drums. And we're going to go for three numbers this time around, starting off with Cadillac Boogie, Chinatown, My Chinatown, and Cat Couch Rag. This is the music of fine trumpeter Bent Pearson, and the name of the album is called Swingin' Straight. Thank you. Well, there you have it. Some fine music from Swedish trumpeter by the name of Bent Pearson and his sextet. The name of the album is called Swingin' Straight. And we heard Cat Couch Rag, Chinatown My Chinatown, and Cadillac Boogie. We're going to conclude this afternoon's edition of In Transition with some more music from this fine vocalist from the United States. Her name is Margie Wagner, and we're going to listen to an album of hers called You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To on the Second Street label. We're going to go for two numbers, Antonio Carlos Jobim's classic composition entitled How Insensitive, and right after that we're going to listen to April in Paris.
Have seemed when he told me that he loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when he told me so sincerely. Why he must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can you do when a love affair is over? In his last look, how he must have asked, could I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can you do when a love affair is over?
Gon, 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 gon
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never knew it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never knew a warm embrace till April in Paris. Where can I run to? What have you done to my heart? Chestnuts in blossom, a holiday table's under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never knew face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never knew a warm embrace till I'll remember. You can have December, I will always remember what I feel in my heart.
Well, we just heard some beautiful music from vocalist Margie Wagner. April in Paris and How Insensitive, featuring Drew Gress on bass, Alan Farnham on piano, Giampaolo Biaggi on drums, and Jeff Lederer on alto sax and flute. I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Coming up next, we've got some excellent German music until 4:30 this afternoon. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.